Hello everyone. I hope you're doing well. Well, if you don't know me, this is Mambo Sandy. And today I'm coming to you with a sensitive topic, but it's a topic that needs to be spoken on. But before we get into that, if you like my podcast, please feel free to subscribe to my podcast. And you can also find me on Instagram under Mambo Sandy, and I'm also on Facebook under Mambo Sandy, and you can reach out to me at help@mambosandy.com. That's help@mambosandy.com. And I would like to give thanks to all of my mentors, and much love to my godfather, Papa Hector. Okay, also known as Hunga Hector. So today what we're going to talk about, that I talked about this in actually 2017, what is a woman's womb. And the topic was, is your womb haunted? And maybe I scared a couple of people, but the facts are that when you've had any type of trauma happen in your life, concerning your womb, meaning any type of, stillbirths, miscarriages, abortions, things of that nature, these things do linger unless you have the proper tools to heal yourself. And not just on an emotional level. The emotional level is one level. The physical level is one level. But have you healed yourself spiritually from this? Have you also healed or elevated, uplifted those children's spirits that basically were also hurt in the process? Okay. Many times the answer is no. I'm going to be nice and say 90% of the time, this is not the answer. It might be that other parts, very small part, that they're able to find healers, spiritual healers, that know how to properly heal the mother and heal the mother's spirit and the spirit of the children. Many times when some people go to spiritual workers because they have dead children that are causing them problems, the first thing they want to do a lot of times is tie them up or something of that nature. But you have to ask yourself this: would you want someone to tie up your soul? Would you want someone to just discard you? Okay. But unfortunately, it's not even the fault of the spiritual worker nowadays, because elders stop speaking on certain things and stop teaching certain things because people felt that they knew more than the teacher or their mentor or their godparents. So basically, they just stop talking about it. And there's a proper way that this has to be done. Okay. And my lineage, Papa Hector, the Racine, the root, okay, he has taught that, okay? He knows how to do that. He was taught that very young, and he understands the mechanics behind that. And those godchildren that he feels is at that level, he will show them how to take care of that situation. So when a spirit of a child does not make it here, many times that spirit of that child will end up causing some issues and problems to the mother. And sometimes, depending on how spiritually sensitive the mother is, what happens is that she can feel things around her start to change. She may start to have nightmares. If she has children that are young as well, and if those children are spiritually sensitive, okay, they will feel it too. they'll start acting out, or maybe that child might start communicating with them in some fashion, some shape, or something. Something's going to happen that the mother, it might take the mother by surprise, or maybe she might notice. Also, the way these children can affect a woman's life is her romantic life, her sexual life, depending on the strength, the will of that child. If that child is really, really upset, there's so many levels to this particular situation. Okay, some women all of a sudden they just say, you know what, I don't even want to be bothered with that. Or maybe they just keep losing children and they don't know why they're getting pregnant, and then they can't hold that child. And of course, you know, the medical community, you know, which I really wish that the medical community and the spiritual community could work hand in hand, but who knows if that'll ever happen really or not. But you know, they try and try and try. And sometimes, you know, maybe that child might decide, oh, you know, I'm going to step back because they see the sadness of the mother. But then sometimes maybe not. Sometimes they're like, you got rid of me, or you didn't care about me when, you know, the miscarriage happened or the stillbirth happened, and they might feel some kind of way. They might feel sad. They might feel angry. You know, it depends. But I recommend that all women, if you've had a miscarriage, if you've had a stillbirth, if you've had an abortion, to seek out a reputable spiritual worker that you have that you click with, to see in a reading, a consultation, if you're having this issue or problem, okay? Because what I've noticed is, you know, you go to a spiritual worker because you're having this problem with your money, and it might pick up for a minute and it goes right back into the same cycle. And it could be because you have an underlying issue that needs to be addressed, a deeper issue that needs to be addressed. And it's not being addressed. Only the surface of it is being addressed. And because only the surface is being addressed, the root of the problem, it's still there. So if you can, close your eyes and just imagine, you know, like a weed in a sense. where if you just take the top part of the weed off, it's going to grow back. It's going to go back. It might not surface right away, but it comes right back. It surfaces again. Okay, so this is the same type of situation that happens. And I'm telling you this because, you know, many of you are concerned about finances when you go to get spiritual work done. So therefore, wouldn't you want to get to the root of your problem? The root of your problem. Okay. Same thing goes for, you know, your sexual health, your romantic life, your career. These children can stand in the way of so many things. Your health. Many women sometimes end up with back pain and different problems like that. So these things can be affected. Your mobility can be affected by these children. And if you had more than one situation happen to you, definitely you should go and get a reading done. You should go and get a consultation done and see if this is the problem, okay? Because I want the best for you. And it doesn't matter if you contact me or my godfather or someone that can help you. I just want you to get the help that you need. That's the whole point here, because there's so many women that have this problem and it has not been addressed. 90% of the time, it's not addressed. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that. This is part one. Okay. And if you need to reach out to me, you can reach out to me, or you can leave a message here, help@mambosani.com. Like I said, this is part one. Please stay tuned for part two. Okay, bye-bye. Hey everyone, it's Mambo Sandy, and this is part two. I'm not going to make this long because I know we all got stuff to do. So, what I was going to say is that I went through this situation on my own. I experienced the problems that these spirit children can cause, because a lot of times the mother, as I stated before, the mother and child, their spirits are not healed. Their spirituality of either one is not taken care of. So the mother ends up feeling some type of way, and the spirit of that child is feeling some kind of way. Maybe the child feels sad or angry because they're not here to be able to hold mommy, or they're trying to get mommy's attention. So they do little things to try to get your attention. And then some of those things become big things. You know, it depends on the situation. It depends on the child. It depends on the spirit of the child. Okay, it depends on the mother. It's so many factors that goes into this. But what you have to understand is that you have to do some soul searching yourself and see what problems you had started to have after you had these situations happen to you. Okay, what started to close up in your life? What health problems did you start to have? A lot of times I've spoken to other women and back issues, back problems and fertility issues, also mobility issues in the hips for women become a problem. It's kind of like, it's kind of common, but sometimes they'll attack other things, you know. They'll try to get your attention another way. It could be your money, your career. Maybe all of a sudden you and your husband just start being aggravated with each other, agitated with one another. So these are situations that start to arise and start to come about. But because nowadays we're so oblivious, because we have so many things coming at us at one time, you know, social media, TV, radio, you know, we don't have that quiet time to really just sit and focus like the elders used to, those wise elders that, you know, they would rise with the sun, and when the sun went down, you know, everything else, they had time to pay attention, and they had time to dream properly and all of these things like that. Also, your dreams can give you some hints too. If you keep dreaming about a child, or you keep dreaming, you have these little weird nightmares, or if you have children, as I stated before, your children might, if they're sensitive, they'll start to be very sensitive, or they'll start acting out and you don't know why they're acting out or why all of a sudden they have this attitude. A lot of times it is the spirit child that is getting their attention or messing with them, or they could be jealous because those children are here to be with mommy and the other children, and they are not, and they want to be with their mom. They want attention from their mother, you know? So therefore, that's what goes on. Now, what gets me a little upset is those people that know, those women that know that this child is a spirit child. Now, unless a reputable spiritual worker told you to leave the situation as it is, which I doubt they would, okay, that child needs healing, okay, because that child will become just stuck, all right? And you don't want that. You want your child to progress. Now, there's different ways where you still, you know, can have contact with that child, but the child will be growing and elevating on the spiritual level where they are instead of just being stuck, okay? many times as humans, we do things for selfish reasons, unfortunately, okay? But what we want is we want healing for the mother, healing for the child. And I'm here to tell you that when your mobility is messed up, it is not, it's just not fun. And that's what happened to me. And if you look on YouTube, you can find out more about it. If you put in, if you go to my YouTube channel, which is Mambo Sandy, put in Mambo Sandy, you can find me. And you put in, is your womb haunted or haunted womb or something like that. I put there as the title. You can find when I talked about this in 2017, but I've been speaking to women and some men, and this is a situation that is, I'm going to say it's still there. It's just still there. And you want to get to the root of a problem. You don't just want to keep addressing the surface of it. You want to address the root so you can both move on in a good way, okay? So what I've done is I've came up with a class, an affordable class, so that you can start to address this issue, so that you can start to have more prosperity in your life. Your love life can improve. You know, sometimes these children will affect your spirit to the point where, you know, you start having all of the kind of problems, like problems in your career, problems, like I said, in your marriage, your sexual health, your fertility. All of these things can be affected. And please do not think that they can't be, because they can. Okay? So you can reach out to me. I also will be posting this on Facebook and Twitter and wherever else I can post this. You can reach out to me, help@mambosandy.com. That's help@mambosandy.com. And I also do regular consultations. My consultations, my regular price for my consultations is $77. So please feel free to reach out to me about the class, so you can start to heal. But I really invite you for yourself to start asking yourself questions. Did I have these issues and problems before this situation happened? Ask yourself that. Because, you know, when you go start cleaning out a closet, a lot of things that you was in the back of the closet that you put in the back, it starts to come out. You're like, oh my God, this was here. I didn't know I still had that. It's the same thing sometimes when you don't take care of your spiritual self. All right. Well, have a great day. And once again, if you like this podcast, please subscribe. Please share this podcast with those that you feel might need this help. Okay. If you're a man and you have mothers, aunties, cousins, sisters, your girlfriend, your wife, please let them know about it. You know, women, maybe this might not affect you, but it might affect your sister or another woman that you love. Okay? So please feel free to reach me, help@mambosandy.com, about the class, or if you need a general consultation on an issue that you might be having. All right, take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.